Hello, everyone, and welcome. Today is January the 15th. This is our Whole Life Healing Program with Dr. Alex Lloyd. My name is Johanna Tian. I'll be assisting Alex today. But before we hear from Alex, where he will share one of his secret spiritual laws of nature, I want to read this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. And we love to share this quote as well with each program. It says, "We are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true but could never measure. As we get a better understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts of the joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel." Now, that was a quote by Dr. Oz back in November 2007. And the reason we bring it up is that the purpose of these calls is to provide current and relevant information on the subject of energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, including a medical, a scientific, and mostly spiritual perspective. All right, so having shared that, I'm going to bring Alex out. And his topic today is, I hope this is right, the happiness test. Is that right, Alex?
That is right. Thank you, Johanna. And thank you, everyone. Welcome. Whenever you're listening to this, or if you happen to be here at the original event, we love you and we welcome you. We've been doing this for over 14 years, trying to give away something every week where there's nothing to sell, nothing to make money, nothing to get in the way. And we hope that each week we give you a little something to think about, a little something to challenge you, and something to practically apply in your life. And yes, the title today is the happiness test. You want to take it? Would you like to know what would be your guess about your true happiness or someone else that you care about? Well, a new research study was reported about, a week ago, I guess. I saw it in Google News and printed it out. And what they found is a new study has come out, and they say you can tell how happy someone is by what they say. Okay? And so if you're just a little perceptive as to, okay, out of 0 to 100, however many things this person says, where are they on the scale of all negative to all positive? All right? And basically, according to the study, that's how happy the person is, or unhappy. Now, they also concede that it could very well be that someone presents, in other words, they don't say things that would be negative, that they are saying things that they think will be accepted as positive, but they're doing it for social reasons, and what they're really thinking is negative. They just don't say it because of an ulterior motive, and they acknowledge in the study that would be included as well. Is it so? To revise the happiness test, it would be what you say or think. Now, this week, this is a great, fun, simple little thing, and lots of times people are shocked by the way their results come out. But I would advise every one of you to do this, okay? Get a piece of paper or keep track of it in your smartphone or whatever, and for 1 week, or maybe even don't make it that hard. Maybe say for 3 days, but at least one of the days has to be a weekend. You want both weekday and weekend. But what you do is every time you have thoughts or say something, you just make a little plus or minus. And so there's two columns. Every time something positive, plus. Every time something negative, negative. If it's neutral, you don't have to put it down, or you could have a neutral column. And then at the end of that week or 3 days or whatever, you can see visually by pluses and minuses how happy you are. If it's 50% negative, 50% positive, then based on this research, you would be basically happy as the average person, okay? 50-50 would be average. Think of a bell curve. So if you had 80% pluses to minuses, you are happier than about 30% of people. Well, 30% of people who are average or above, and you would say or feel or think or believe, I'm happy probably at about an 8 out of 10 with my life. But here's the thing. I've had so many people tell me, oh, 0 to 10, how happy am I? And they would tell me some figure, and then they would do this exercise over a week, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, whatever, and they would be shocked because it would be very different from where they said they were on the positive to negative scale without actually doing it. So you have got to actually do this so you can see and know, all right, regardless of maybe what I feel sometimes, I am approximately this happy. 6 out of 10, 2 out of 10, 8 out of 10, whatever. And I've seen that be a real inspiration for a lot of people who said, you know what, that's not very good. I want to get this better. I want to be really happy. I want to be as happy as I, in my perfect life, so to speak, can be. All right, now let's talk about it. While this is really fun and cool as sort of a take the temperature of where you are, it's great for that, but please do not be deceived. Whether you're positive or negative, happy or not as a person, is not about what you say or think, okay? That's just a symptom. That comes from somewhere. So the better question is, well, maybe not better question, but a second question. The first one, how happy are you or unhappy? Number two, where is that coming from? What is the source? All right. If you're familiar at all with my story, you know this is near and dear to my heart because Hope and I had about a 12-year search trying to find a solution to her severe clinical depression. And about 6 years halfway into that search, I came across an ancient manuscript that really was a turning point for me. It changed the course of my search. It gave me hope. It ultimately led, I believe, to the solution to the problem. Okay? And that was a statement made about 3,000 years ago by Solomon, saying, guard your heart above everything else, for from it flows all the issues of life, all right? Well, there's another ancient manuscript that talks about this study that just came out. How happy are you? But it's even better because it tells us where the thoughts and words come from that are the evidence of how happy we are. So let me read this. I'm reading. The good person, out of the good treasure of the heart, produces good, and the evil person, out of the evil treasure, produces evil. All right? So it says that this is really coming from who you are as a person, the deepest level of you, at the lowest common denominator. Who are you? Are you a good person? Or are you a bad person? All right? And how that is determined in your heart is a conversation for another day. We just don't have time for that today. But let's move on. And it says, out of this who-ness, WHO, who you are at the core of your being, the good produces good symptoms, positive thinking, positive thoughts, positive words, and positive actions and behaviors, because it says produces good or produces bad. But that would not only be words, that would not only be thoughts, that would be whether you do a good job at your work. That would be whether you are being the husband or wife or son or daughter or friend or neighbor or employer or employee. That would include all of that. All of that is what you produce in your life. So this manuscript is saying all of that goes back to this. All right? So the good produces good, the bad produces bad. And then here's the tying it up in a bow statement from that same ancient manuscript I'm still reading. For it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. So in one place, Solomon says, boy, you better guard this place, because this is who you really are. This is the most important stuff, and this is what determines everything else. Now, another ancient manuscript also saying that the source of everything that you produce in your life, and even whether you're a good person or a bad person, is what's in your heart. So 100% harmonization and agreement by, and these were spoken by different people thousands of years apart, okay? And I believe this is exactly true. Now, let's go to what I consider some of the best research of all time. And you've heard it from me before, okay? The Harvard Grant Study, the largest, most expensive, most complete study of the human condition and the history of the world, which is all about what makes us happy, which is what that study was that was released about a month ago, only this one took 75 years and $20 million on the campus at Harvard. And that conclusion that became a best-selling book a couple of years ago, and the conclusion of the entire 75 years was this: happiness equals love, full stop. End of discussion. Don't need to talk about anything else. That's it. It is conclusive. If you have love in your heart, you're going to be happy and help others be happy. If you have a heart full of fear and self focused on yourself to the exclusion of everyone and everything else, what you might call selfishness, what in scientific terms I believe is seek pleasure and avoid pain, what people would call I was looking for the term that somebody told me just a couple of days ago. Self-interest. Self-interest is the key to everything. Well, ladies and gentlemen, self-interest is fear-based, which means a negative, or in the case of this language, bad frequency, which changes the person's brain chemistry, causes the hypothalamus to flip a switch. You are receiving negative words, negative thoughts, negative actions, failure, etc. On the other hand, if it is predominantly love, joy, peace in your heart, that causes the hypothalamus to flip the different switch, so you get positive thoughts, positive feelings, and the difference is in the heart, and the difference is love versus fear. Okay. Another study. In fact, the book had the word happiness in it, one of my favorite books on happiness by Dr. Dan Gilbert at Harvard. And the result of that study was this: expectations are a happiness killer. What are expectations? Expectations are self-interest coming from the heart. that self-interest that a lot of people today are saying is the key to everything. It's the key to wealth and health and happiness and, you know, get your life arranged by your self-interest for what pleases you most, the least amount of pain and the most amount of pleasure. But what they found at Harvard is that self-interest in the heart, which naturally all the time is about an external expectation result. What they found at Harvard is that's the happiness killer. So again, to me at least, true science confirms and harmonizes perfectly with true spirituality and so much of the great ancient manuscripts. Our modern pop psychology and self-help tells us it's all about self-interest. It's not true. What is the evidence? What is the concrete litmus test as to what that is infallible that I've ever seen as to whether you are happy or unhappy in your heart, which again, as we just said, is either an abundance of love, joy, and peace, or an abundance of fear, out of the abundance of the heart. It's experiencing any feeling or emotion in the anger family. Anger, irritation, frustration, resentment, bitterness. Boredom can be a form of anger. If you experience any of those, that means you have a wrong goal that is self-interest based and that has caused the hypothalamus in your brain to flip the switch to negative thoughts, negative words, negative actions and behaviors, and as this last ancient manuscript says, producing negative things in your body, life, work, relationships, etc. So I would this day recommend so highly that you take that little plus minus test this next week or over the next few days to see just how happy or unhappy are you really. And if something spectacular is going on, I wouldn't count that day. These need to be kind of average days. And then also be aware what feelings, emotions, even if I don't act on them, in the anger family, and every time you experience a patience-type feeling, you can put a plus, negative anger family feeling, negative, and again, you can pretty much see visually with perfect accuracy just how happy or unhappy you are, as well as those you love and care about. So it is true. You can see how happy by what you say if you add what you think that you don't say, but that is a symptom, not a source. The source is in the heart. To change the heart, I would use some of our tools, Trilogy, Memory Engineering, Rapid Eye Stress Release, etc. But most importantly, to make a spiritual commitment to love in the present moment, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the end results, whether they're what you like or don't like, forever, no matter what. And your unconscious mind absolutely knows whether you truly are committed to that, or you're just going to stick your feet in there for a while, see if it works. If it doesn't work, I'm right back to my self-interest life, along with the symptoms of negative thoughts, actions, and words. Please try it today. There's few things I can think of that would make a bigger difference than this. And in the study and the ancient manuscript, I think the way you could say it is you will be going to higher and higher levels of happiness and closer to your best possible life. That's it for me, Johanna. Thank you, everybody.
I can't take
a question if someone has one, Johanna.
Oh, great. Okay, so we have someone from Australia who has their hand up. I'm going to unmute your line now so you can ask Alex a question. And if anyone else would like to ask a question, you press star 2 on your phone, and we'll see how many questions we can get. Okay, Australia, your line is open.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Cole Wingate from Brisbane, Australia. Good good afternoon, or it's morning here. It's 5:30 or 5:20 in the morning here in Brisbane. How are you
today? Go ahead with your question for Alex.
Okay. Well, I've got a prostate issue. For several years I've had this issue, but I've got to a point now where I've got to wear a catheter because I can't void. I've been told by the urologist that an operation appears to be the only solution at this stage, but I've got to wait up to 90 days to get into the Queensland Health System to get the operation. So obviously if there's something I can do to help this. You have given me custom trilogies before, and I have been tapping, I've been exercising several times a day, doing these exercises that you've given me. And my friend Marilyn has told me recently that I could be a little bit more forceful in the things I have to say, and while I'm doing the tapping, I'm saying things like, I'm really pissed off with having to wear this catheter, I'm really pissed off with the way my family has treated me over the years, and the way my prostate is ruining my life. And obviously, if I can somehow get this fixed and avoid the operation, that would be the ultimate goal. This is apparently, according to the test results, the only problem that I have, or when I say only problem, it's an oversized prostate. I don't have any cancer. I don't have kidneys and liver, bladder is okay, so I'm grateful for that. So if I can get this problem fixed, I'll be pretty much back to normal health, and I'll be able to have my life back again. But having to wear this catheter all the time, it restricts. It's very uncomfortable. It restricts everything I'm able to do. Not able to travel. I have things I need. I want to take my wife on a cruise. I want to be able to travel for my business. But while I've got this problem, I can't. So it's totally preventing me from doing anything with my life at the moment. Anything you can do to help would be very, very much appreciated.
Yeah, well, I would never say do this instead of surgery, but since it's going to be a while to the surgery anyway, man, I would get to work as hard as you can with some of these complementary things, and then maybe there's a chance you wouldn't need it once you got there. We've had that happen a lot. But okay. Johanna's going to give you a custom trilogy that's just for that. And the other thing that I'd very highly recommend is to do memory engineering on it. And you can buy the book. You can get that. We have a home study package. But memory engineering is really, it's the first published process in history on how to re-engineer any memory that is causing problems in your life, including prostate problems, okay? So, and it's a very simple 6-step, 15-minute process you can do at home in your pajamas. So I would encourage you to do that. They're really working on the same thing, but from opposite and complementary directions. They magnify each other. So I would recommend that. And then, Johanna, why don't you give him a custom trilogy that he can use as well? And I'll be praying for you. Thank you for sharing
thanks,
that.
Thanks, Dr. Alex. Memory engineering, where can I find that, sir?
You can find it on our website, which is dralexanderlloyd.com.
Is it in the All Access?
Or you can order the book.
Okay.
It's on Amazon, should be everywhere you could buy books.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and Johanna, I'm going to have to run. I love you, everyone. Thank you.
Okay, God bless you, Alex. All right, so Cole, if you'd like to remain on the line, we can go ahead and get a custom trilogy for you if you'd like.
Okay, I'm ready now. Got my computer in front of me. I can type it out. Thank you.
Okay, so are you able to write it down?
Yeah, I can actually type it out. I've got the computer in front of me.
Okay, very good. Okay, can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The primary issue.
The primary issue.
Okay, very good. Okay, so I would recommend taking this through all 12 categories. And if you're not familiar on how to do that, you could ask Marilyn, but use this custom trilogy to address and go through them maybe one at a time, one category at a time.
Mm-hmm.
As Alex was mentioning, if you find a particular strong memory that seems to really have a lot of stress there, you could do the memory engineering on it as well. You could ask Marilyn about that as well. It is in the All Access program. It depends on what level you have. But let's go ahead and get your trinity. Now, trilogy. This is going to be a 3-minute trilogy. However, if you want to extend any of the minutes, do them longer. It's totally fine.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so the first minute where we're going to be, can you say for me again, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
Okay, very good. All right, so this is for the acupuncture and meridians.
Okay.
You're going to tap from the eyebrows and go all the way to all the points down to the side of the hand. Not the hand, but just to the side of the hand.
Right, okay.
And then you're going to customize it. You're going to go to the collarbone.
Okay.
Sore spots.
Just a moment. Right, okay.
Under the arms.
Right.
Then you're going to go to the little finger,
right.
The side of the hand,
right.
Then go to the index finger,
right.
And then the side of the hand again.
Okay.
Then we're going to go on the chin, sorry.
Yes, okay.
And then do the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, minute number 2, the custom code. The first position, both hands below the belly button. The next position is left hand temple, right hand bridge. That's healing code 1.
Right.
Okay, the next position is both hands, high bridge.
Okay.
The next position is both hands, Adam's apple.
Okay.
And the last position is both hands, brainstem.
Okay.
All right. The third minute, which is the governing conception and chakras, we're going to slide the hands from the base all the way up and over 3 times without stopping.
Okay, thank you.
Then we're going to go to the base, start at the base again, slide up to just under the belly button and hold it.
There.
Now, while you're holding, whenever I say pause or hold, you want to focus on just imagining that particular energy center being filled to overflowing with the positive energy from the custom code. And as it's being filled, it's being opened, and it's just overflowing. Try to imagine that when you're doing that.
Okay, so imagine that energy center being filled with energy and love, overflowing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And now from there, so you hold that and you imagine that for, you know, actually however long you like, but just for the sake of the 3 minutes, I'd say 4 or 5 seconds.
Yep.
But if you want to hold it longer, absolutely. Okay, so you're going to slide up to the heart from there, and you're going to pause and do the same.
Okay.
Then you're going to slide up to the throat, and you're going to pause.
Okay.
You're going to slide back down to the heart. Pause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Then slide all the way up to the crown. Pause.
Okay.
And then slide over to the top of the spine. And that's it.
Okay.
Now, I would take this through the 12 categories, meaning address one category at a time, one category per day. And, you know, you could ask Marilyn about how that might work. You know, she could probably share with you how to do that more specifically. This is going to be most effective for a couple of weeks.
Okay. All right.
Okay, and you can do it as many times as you want. As Alex said, I would do it pretty aggressively since, you know, you really want to address this. But see, addressing every category is going to make sure we don't leave any stones unturned. So be
when you start addressing every category, you mean every issue that comes up, addressing that?
Yes. Well, every category, you're going to have different memories, different issues.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
all connected. So when you, it's like a category is like a neighborhood of memories in your heart. So when you present yourself to that, so it's like imagine yourself being in a vehicle driving up to a neighborhood of your heart and say this neighborhood is love, okay? And all the memories in your entire life, known and unknown, are stored there. They're like living there in little houses. Apartments, whatnot. And you're driving up and you're going, I'm here to bring this amazing healing shower of love to anybody and everybody in this neighborhood. Whether you open the door and introduce who you are or let me know who you are, it doesn't matter. Everybody's going to receive it. And then be still for a few seconds and see who opens the door. See which memory comes to mind, you know?
Okay.
And if it does, if it's an ugly memory or a painful one, you still want to acknowledge it. You don't want to go, no, I don't want to see you. No, I don't even want to. I don't want you. You just be willing to allow it to come up to heal. Now, just stay there for a few seconds. You're not going to be pounding on the door and trying to open the closets. You're allowing them to come out if they're willing to come out to your conscious mind. Even if they don't, the shower's going to reach them anyway. But that's just a little analogy of how you can imagine when you're visiting each category every day. You're coming with this amazing healing shower to the whole neighborhood, and whoever wants to be acknowledged, open the door and let me know who you are. If not, it's okay. Everybody's going to get the love anyway. And that's how you want to treat these memories, with love and acknowledgement. And that's when they transform.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'll do that, and I really, really appreciate your time, Joanna. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're so welcome. God bless.
Okay, thank you, my dear.
God bless.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, so we have one other hand up. I don't know if this was for a question or a code. I'm going to open the line. This is someone from Florida, 9037, and your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. It's me again, April.
Hi, April. What would you like to address?
Well, I know I got a trilogy last week, but I was going to get another one, and I was kind of wondering if I could get it for myself and another person about a patient issue or maybe a fear issue. So, like, you know, maybe not every week, but sometimes it's been kind of regular. I would be in a situation with this other person and, you know, have to do a test. And sometimes it's challenging and I can't do it and I don't really have that much skills with it. And they get a little impatient maybe. And maybe patience is kind of an issue with them right now because they kind of have this thing that they're kind of looking forward to or whatever. And they're kind of being limited in their what things that they can do or can't do or whatever. And for me, you know, I don't want to make the person feel unsafe or whatever. I'm trying to do my part. And so I don't want to be afraid to do the task, do the job. And so I guess maybe it would be fear and patience. Is it okay to get one for the both of us? And I will still work on the
I'll test. Yeah, I'll test it for you, April, and then if you want to release it to them in love, that will be helpful. Since you're in a relationship with this person, that doesn't mean necessarily intimate relationship, but since you are in relationship with them, it's going to be a positive effect on them as it heals your heart issues.
Okay,
so let's go ahead and test. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This relationship issue. Okay, good. Just a moment. Okay, so you wanted a trilogy?
Yes, please.
Okay. Minute number one, we're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way to the side of the hand. And then the custom, we're going to start side of the eyes, under the eyes, under the nose. Then we're going to go to the hand, little finger, index finger.
Let's see, under the nose and what was after that? I'm sorry. It was under the nose.
Okay. Yeah, side of the eyes, under the nose. Then little finger, index finger, thumb.
Finger, index finger.
Okay, then we're going to go to the side of the hand. And then the eyebrows. And then do the 9G.
Got it.
Okay, minute number two for the healing code. It's only two positions. Left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge. And then left hand high bridge and right hand brainstem. Really simple.
Okay.
Minute number three. You're going to start at the base, slide all the way up and over three times without stopping. Then you're going to start on the solar plexus. Put your hands on the solar plexus and pause. Slide up to the heart. Pause. Slide up to the forehead. Pause. Slide down to the below the belly, at the base. I mean, slide all the way down to the base.
Oh, wait. Below the belly or?
No, you're going to go from the forehead. You're going to slide all the way down to the base.
Oh, okay.
And you're going to hold it. You're going to pause there. Then you're going to slide up to the belly, to below the belly button and pause. And then from below the belly button, you're going to slide all the way up and over to the top of the spine without stopping.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Let's see. Our next caller is from Ontario, I believe, and your number ends in 5920. 5920, your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. This is Lori.
Hi, Lori. What would you like to address?
I'd like to address the neuropathy I'm experiencing. I think the main emotions, one is like numbness and the other is fear.
Okay. On a scale from 1 to 10, how strong is this?
It's a 9 or and above.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there an early memory in your life, Lori, when you think about the feeling you're having, the fear that you're having? Is there any early memory that you recall where you felt this similar fear?
Maybe.
About anything?
Yeah, one thing that sort of came up quickly, a flash, was when I was in hospital at age 14.
Okay, how strong is it in that memory?
I've been working on it a lot, so I think right now it's about a 7.
Okay, that's still pretty strong.
Yeah.
Is there anything even earlier where you felt a similar kind of a fear in any kind of relationship with yourself or others?
Not really before that. I was in hospital again when I was like 3 and when I was 5. So there could have been similar fears.
Yes.
And I had major surgery when I was 3 months old, which I don't remember.
Yes. Okay. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This fear issue.
This fear issue.
Okay, yes. Yeah, I would definitely address earlier memories, even if you don't recall what they are. When you think about being 3 months old and mm-hmm. going through something like that, how does that make you feel?
I think one of the biggest things that I think about with that is in the 60s, I would be in an incubator. I'd be, probably be crying and no nurse would come and pick me up. So
okay.
maybe fear that I'm not being heard or that mm-hmm. I'm alone, nobody's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very-
yeah, I would absolutely, absolutely address that. Okay. Without, you know, going into more detail, if you work with a personal coach, they could probably even discover more for you. But I would say right now, I would, when you say your prayer and you do this, you want to ask that all memories, all known and unknown memories from the time you were a baby, maybe even before in utero, that these will be addressed and healed that are related to this health issue, okay, and the fear that you're experiencing.
A thought that just came up was that when my mom was carrying me, there's a gap between me and my brother, and she had a miscarriage. So I'm sure mm-hmm. she had a lot of fear about that pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had this
yes.
first a diaphragmatic hernia. That's what the surgery was about. So,
mm-hmm.
So what about her fear? Is that
yes. Yes, this is why I'm saying include when you were in utero because there are fears there that were transferred to you
okay.
that you experienced.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay, now did you want a trilogy or a healing code?
A trilogy, please.
Okay. So can you say for me the fear issue?
The fear issue.
Okay, good. Okay, the first minute is going to be the acupoints and meridians. We're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way to the side of the hand, all the points. Then we're going to customize. We're going to start with the collarbone.
Okay.
Go to under the nipples. Then up to the sore spots. And then you're going to go to to under the eyes. Side of the eyes, then down to the little finger and the side of the hand, and then the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, the second minute, which is going to be the healing code.
Mm-hmm.
The first position, both hands bridge. That's without touching.
Right.
The second position is left hand jaw, right hand temple.
Okay.
The last position is both hands brainstem, where you are touching.
Right. Okay.
Okay, minute number three. We're going to trace from the base. You're going to slide your hands from the base all the way up and over, and you're going to do that three times without stopping.
Okay.
And then you're going to start at the base, and you're going to pause there for maybe 5 to 8 seconds. And you're going to imagine it being opened and being filled to overflowing with this positive energy. You're going to slide up to just below the belly button. Do the same thing. Pause.
Okay.
Then you're going to slide up to the heart. Do the same thing. You're going to pause. Then you're going to slide up to the throat and pause.
Okay.
Once you're at the throat, you're going to slide back down to below the belly button. You're going to pause.
Mm-hmm.
And then slide all the way up slowly, all the way up and over to the top of the spine.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. This next caller, your number ends in 3572. 3572, and your line is open.
Hi, Joanna. This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. What would you like to address?
I would like a custom trilogy for someone else, please, that I will be doing and releasing to them.
Okay. And what is their name?
Kara.
Kara. Can you say, I'm testing for Kara?
I am testing for Kara.
I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issues.
The fear issues.
Okay, so this is primarily fear issues. Of course, anything that's negative is coming from fear.
Right.
Does she have a health issue or a relationship issue? Or
a health issue.
Okay. All right. Is she going to be doing the code or you're doing it for her?
I will be doing it and releasing to her.
Okay, very good. Okay, minute number one for Kara. We're going to start at the eyebrows and tap all the way to the side of the hand without stopping. Just tap all those points. And then, customized, we're going to go to under the nose, the chin, under the arms, sore spots, middle of the chest, collarbones, we're going to go to the side of the eyes, under the eyes, and then the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, minute number two, healing code. First position, left hand temple, right hand jaw. Second position, both hands temples. Third position, both hands high bridge. Fourth position, left hand brainstem, right hand below the belly button.
Okay.
All right. Minute number 3, governing conception and chakras. We're going to start at the base. You're going to go slowly up, pausing at each energy center for maybe 3 or 4 seconds. So the first time up, we're going to go very slowly. And you do that one time.
Okay.
Next time, we're going to start at the heart. And you're going to pause there. Then you're going to slide down to the solar plexus and pause. Then you're going to slide down to below the belly button and pause. Then you're going to slide down to the base, pause. And then you're going to slide all the way up and over, and you're going to do that without stopping, and do that 2 times.
Okay.
And that's it.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you. Okay, next caller, your number ends in 1057. 1057, and your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. This is Denise.
Hi, Denise.
I actually had a custom code from you last week, but I have a question. Is it okay to ask something?
Sure.
My question concerns the idea of letting go of the outcome, as Dr. Lloyd speaks about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so much today, I guess, the world, society, you know, we put pressure and, you know, people will put pressure on you and say, well, you need to do this and you need to do that. If you're going to succeed, you have to set goals. And here we are in the new year and it's time to, you know, make your goals. And how do we get around that? Because it does cause stress.
This is something that Alex actually addressed. I can't remember which one, if it was last week or the week before. But there's a difference between desires and goals.
Yes.
It's fine to have a desire. There's nothing wrong with that. But then we want to give that up. And the goals are the steps you take towards that desire. And those goals, you know, the little short steps, need to be done in truth and love. So, you know, for an example, I want to get an internet service. And my desire is to have internet service, be able to get it really quickly so that I can get online and do everything I need to do and move forward in building my business.
Mm-hmm.
To get the internet, so that's a desire, okay? I live in a real rural area, so it's going to be a challenge, right? But I want to be able to get it as soon as possible. All right, so then I call the company. That's my first goal, okay? I need to call the company, connect with the person who can set me up to get the service. In that call, I am going to come from a place of truth and love. I don't care how long I have to sit there waiting for an operator. I don't care if they end up coming on the line and they're very short and they're very impatient with me. I'm going to remain cool and calm. And I'm going to try to understand, look, I don't know what that person's going through or why they're upset today, but I'm going to remain just calm and cool. I'm going to be loving as much as I can right now. That's your goal that you do from a place of truth and love. And then, okay, so that can make a huge difference. If you know, working with people on the phone, especially customer service, it can be very challenging. We can lose our patience. So you do that the best you can. Okay, and that's what you do. If you don't get the results you want, it's okay. Maybe you need to try another day. It's like you just remain cool and calm and ask that God helps you to come from that place of truth and love. You still have that desire, but you may not get that, you know, tomorrow like you would like, but the steps you're taking towards that desire, you are doing in truth and love. So In other words, it's not that, you know, it's the opposite of what they were teaching years ago. Well, they still teach now the law of attraction. You
yes.
focus on that end result, and you
yeah.
focus on it, and you don't lose sight of that, and you just, you know, psych yourself out so you can. That doesn't work. If you have limiting beliefs, especially, that you cannot be successful. So we need to take those baby steps in truth and love. You may find that there's some blocks, the limiting beliefs, that you can achieve that goal. If so, you bring out the tools, you work on the limiting beliefs, the fears that might keep you from moving forward. And that's the process. So I don't know if that helped or not. I've been working with a couple of people towards on success goals over the last few days, and this is something mm-hmm. that was really different than what they've been trained in
sure.
For many years yeah. in the self-help, you know, world.
Right, right. Okay, so it's okay to focus on the end result, though, when you're...
Well, focus is... It depends on what you mean by focus. It's okay to have that desire, okay? It's okay,
okay
to check on it and remind yourself you want to experience that, but not to the point of causing you frustration and fear that you're not going to get it.
Okay.
You can draw that out. You can make a board, whatever you want,
yeah.
to know that that's your goal, that's your desire. But your goals that you do in truth and love on the way to work towards that, they need to be smaller, you know, they're like, okay, then my desire is to have that internet service
mm-hmm.
as soon as possible. My first goal is I need to contact the person. Okay, then the person's going to say, well, we need to send a technician out there and check your, okay, how long is that going to take? Well, it may take a couple of days. Okay, I'm going to be patient. I'm going to wait. When that guy comes, I'm going to be so nice to him. I'm not going to be impatient. I'm going to maybe, you know, give him a cup of coffee or, you know, I'm just going to not, you know, with it, from your heart, you know, you're going to be just
right.
coming from a place of truth and love. Believe me, when you do that, even with the phone people on phone call, people would
uh-huh.
come out to service. When you come from that place, you're going to get so much better service.
Yeah.
It really makes a difference.
Right. Okay. Very good.
Now, along the way, say, mm-hmm. now sometimes people have a desire, and along the way, as they work through their goals, it shifts. They start to get a different perspective. They say, well, maybe I don't really need that big of a deal at the end. I'd be okay with just this. So that could change. That could shift. And many times that will come up as you're working along the path towards that desire. It's okay if that happens. Just take those steps in truth and love.
Okay, very good. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, God bless you.
Great, thank you. You too, Johanna. Take care.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. All right, so that concludes our call today. We're going to meet with Alex again next week. I want to thank you all for being here. We really appreciate everyone attending. And if there's anything that you would like to see, suggest that we do to make these even better, please write us at feedback@thehealingcodes.com. We'd love to hear from you. And we'll meet you again next week. God bless.